learning curve. NASCAR legend Jimmie Johnson makes the jump to open-wheel racing in the American Legion's 48 car by Matt Grills. Jimmie Johnson's a rookie again. After 20 years, 7 championships, and 83 race wins, the superstar driver retired from NASCAR last year, but not from racing. He's back behind the wheel of a 48 car, this time driving the road and street course races for Chip Ganassi Racing in the 2021 NTT IndyCar Series. Prior to his IndyCar debut in April, the American Legion magazine asked Johnson about his love for open-wheel racing, his family's military service, and his partnership with the American Legion. In interviews, you've said driving an IndyCar would be a childhood dream come true. What about this type of racing takes you back to that first love, that thrill that got you into the sport? I guess there's two parts to the story. The first part is my younger years growing up in Southern California, the racing culture there. Everything was focused on the goal of racing in IndyCar. That was a lot of kids' dream back in the day. My path took a different direction. It led me to NASCAR, and I'm so thankful for the journey and experience I've had. But in November 2018, I had a chance to drive an open-wheel car for the first time, and that brought that all back for me. Driving Fernando Alonso's McLaren F1 car reminded me of that childhood dream, and I had an experience in that car that was really the spark to pursue all this. After a historic NASCAR career, how did you decide this was what you wanted to do next? As a racer, there are so many forms of racing that I watch and admire, and I think I'd love to drive that car or drive on that track. Racing has really evolved into such a specialized train of thought or discipline, and it wasn't this way when I was young. My heroes raced Formula One, IndyCar, NASCAR, and they'd do it all in the same year. In the 60s, 70s, and maybe 80s, you had a lot of drivers chasing all the marquee events and not really focused on a championship in a given series. Throughout my pro career, things became much more specialized. The significance of the championship really grew. Since I had a window into these generations before me, this seems really fitting for me and really cool and something I am very passionate about. I clearly spent the time to try to create the dream and then did a lot of work to create it. And now it's sitting here in front of me. You are a big supporter of the U.S. military, on the track and off. Tell us about members of your family who have served in uniform. Both my grandfathers served, one in the Army, one in the Navy. My grandmother on my father's side actually did some test flying for pilots. Their pride in defending our homeland and protecting our freedoms was ever present for me as a child. Why is the American Legion a great fit as a sponsor for the 48 car? I feel like there are a lot of synergies we have, in that we have some time in the saddle and have experience under our belts. We are reflecting back in some ways and trying also to look forward to what's ahead and recreate ourselves. Just because you finished one chapter doesn't mean that's it. You're honoring and paying respect to the journey you've been on, but at the same time trying to look forward and create your new self. Matt Grills is managing editor of the American Legion magazine.